Five poems about the bus. Number one, the bus travels through American underbelly. I am a bus rider. That makes me unusual for a white male from an upper middle class family. Our people are not bus riders, though some are assembly riders. Bus riders are other people before, minorities, immigrants, people who don't drive because they're blind or have a DUI. In my case, I don't drive because I have bad visions and bad coordination. Just never got the hang of the whole driving thing. Fortunately for me, my wife does the driving, but I still take the bus from time to time. I rode the AC bus in Berkeley as a child, line 67, line 51, line 43F bus. Rode them long before the BART came along, and afterwards as well. As an adult, seldom rode the bus, but when I did so, I was always impressed by the sheer diversity of the bus riding population. Hundreds of languages, all sorts of sexual orientation. Some were white, most were not. Most of my fellow passengers were nice enough. Some were friendly, some were not lost. Known thoughts. A few were scary-looking dudes with the look of someone who had done time and were capable of more violence. I also rode the bus in Seattle as a graduate student. A lot of fellow UW students and usual immigrant minorities, etc., and some white people commuting. And in D.C. over the years, rode a lot of buses, mostly to and from the metro, but I got to know and love the D.C. buses as well. Also, the Greyhound bus across the country several times over the years over the U.S. From Bay Area to Stockton, Bay Area to Clear Lake, from Bay Area to New York City to D.C. over the U.S. Taking the Greyhound was always an adventure. Met a lot of interesting people, as people on long-distance bus rides tend to open and talk, pass the time away. Overseas, I took the bus all over in India and Barbados and Spain and Korea. Korean buses for many years were typical foreign visitors, the signs were all in Korean. Most have signs now in English, Chinese, and Korean are much more foreigner-friendly. Riding the bus in America allows one access to the underbelly of American society. The poor, the marginalized, the immigrant communities that many middle-class white people just never see. For that reason, I am glad I am a bus rider. Poem number two, Reflections on Riding the Bus. Americans are not bus riders, Americans are drivers. Americans prefer to walk or take the train, never the bus. The public bus is for losers. And for the lowlife, and not and for scary brown and black people, not for normal people. Epic bus ride. I once took the epic Greyhound bus all across the United States. Had a Greyhound pass and took the damn bus. It was the summer of 1979, just graduated from college. About to join the Peace Corps and wanted to see the country. It took 10 days to get to D.C. from San Francisco and 10 days back to San Francisco after a week in D.C. Slept in the bus, read a lot, chatted with passengers all along the way, flirted with some women, nothing amounted to anything. Ate in Greyhound cafeterias, endless rounds of acidic food, burned out coffee and countless burgers, but I made the trip in one piece. Metric time. One time I took the Greyhound bus to Reno as part of what became my epic hitchhiking trip. My seatmate was interesting, probably insane. He started telling me about his theory of time. He said that time as we know it is all wrong, and he knew time, the only person who really did. He invented a new way to tell time, metric time. The day divided into 10-hour blocks, each 100-minute long, the week-long 10-day long, the month 3 weeks, 10 months per year, all very scientific, part of the unfinished metric revolution that would soon transform the world just as the Knight Templars had intended.